a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Broadcast House in downtown Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio and FM 100.3 are proud to present A Night Shift Christmas, starring some of your favorite radio and television personalities. Now, let's turn the time over to one of our favorite storytellers, Jeff Kaplan.
Good evening. Our Christmas tale this year is once again inspired by a true story, and it all begins in one of the busiest places during the holidays, a department store, but not during the day. This story begins late at night when most of us are asleep. You see, there's a lot of work to be done making sure all the shelves are neatly stacked, the displays are perfect, and the floors are polished and vacuumed. And of course, the security guards have to keep watch to make sure everyone stays safe. One of those jobs belongs to Carter Stone. But there's a couple of things you need to understand about Carter. First thing, he's burnt out trying to juggle work as a security guard and graduate school on basically no sleep. Second thing, and this is kind of hard to understand, Carter hates Christmas music. And the last thing you need to know about Carter, he's about to get a new coworker who's going to turn his world upside down.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Ugh, I don't understand why they have to play this music all night long.
Because most people like Christmas music, Carter. I mean, after all...
Don't even say it's the most wonderful time of the year. You're just happy because tonight is your last night. Can't we just turn the music off in our own little corner of the department store?
Yeah, bah humbug, am I right?
I really hope your replacement doesn't annoy me.
Well, since everything annoys you these days, yeah, I'm guessing they will.
I know I haven't been in the best of moods.
Yeah, lately you make the Grinch and even Scrooge seem like the happiest people on Earth. But you better put on that happy face. Here comes Elsie.
Like Carter, there are a few things you need to know about Elsie. First, she loves her job creating Christmas displays in the department store. And second, she loves Christmas music.
Hi, Elsie.
Hi, guys. Why is it so quiet in here? Where's the music?
That is an excellent question. Carter, you want to answer that one?
You know we really need to focus on our jobs.
Oh, but it's Christmas, and who doesn't love Christmas music? Like this new song I just heard on my playlist.
Play that song again. That sweet, sweet song again. It makes me warm away.
Oh, that's a great song. I am all about playing lots of Christmas music.
Me too. I love it. Well, I better get back to work. See you later.
Bye, Elsie.
Bye, Elsie. So, when are you going to ask her out?
Never.
You know, she might actually say yes, if you do.
Stop asking me if I'm going to ask her out. By the way, you're not quitting because I'm kind of cranky, are you?
No, I'm just ready for a day job. My replacement will be here in about an hour, so try to be nice.
It would be so much easier if we didn't have to listen to Christmas music all night long. Check the floors by staring at screens.
La 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 la.
I'm so bored, I think I might scream.
La 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 la. Just try not to pick a quarrel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, or do anything that might be immoral, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
See my future right before us,
fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
There just isn't much to discuss.
La 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 la. Yeah, your pay's not too much to measure. Fa la 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 la. You won't be saving any treasure. Fa la 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 la.
Fast away the old year passes.
Fa la 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 la.
I just hope I pass my classes.
Fa la 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 la.
Sing we joyous, but I'm alone.
Fa la 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 la. And your heart is cold as stone.
Fa la 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 la
la la la.
Gosh, that was good singing. All right, I'm going to do one last sweep of the second floor. I should be back before the new guy arrives.
But he didn't get back in time. And you should have seen the look on Carter's face when the new security guard showed up.
Hello, I'm Frank Richards, reporting for duty.
Excuse me?
Frank Richards, I'm the new guy.
Is this some kind of a joke?
Could you speak up? I can't hear very well.
Is this some kind of a joke?
Yes, it is. I hear just fine. Now, thanks to my brand new hearing aid, it even has Bluetooth. My grandson got it for me, so I'm good.
How old are you?
Well, that's an HR question, and I'm not sure you can ask it, but I'm proud to say that I'm 88 years old, and I make sure I close my fitness rings every single day. My granddaughter gave me the Apple Watch.
Let me fill in some of the awkward silence here by explaining that Carter is a bit shocked by his coworker's age and agility. If you could see Carter, you would know that his mouth is actually hanging open. A few more seconds to go, and Carter will finally regain some composure, but not necessarily his manners.
I don't mean to sound rude, but shouldn't you be home in bed?
Work keeps a man young.
There was actually another reason Frank was back in the workforce at an age when most people have long since retired. More on that later. Right now, let's get back to Carter and meet the man he fears most at work, the accountant.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
You're working late. I bet you have a lot of numbers to crunch at this time of year, huh?
Someone has to make sure this place actually stays out of the red. Carter, are you keeping a close eye on the temperature controls? Do you know how much money we waste on air?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'll be sure to check the controls in the basement.
Good. I've also got to remind the janitors to do a better job managing the toilet paper. If people think there's a chance they might run out of toilet paper, they will use less toilet paper. But when they see a whole stack of rolls just sitting there, well, one person might use half a roll. Those numbers add up.
Indeed they do, and we certainly don't want people at this fine department store wiping away the profits, do we?
That's right. I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm Frank, your new security guard, and it's a pleasure working here.
Since you can't see the accountant's face, I'll just tell you he did a much better job masking his surprise than Carter, but he still looked a bit shocked.
Well, I'm sure Carter will see to it that you receive your proper training. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night. That seems like a nice fellow, even if he is a bit, stressed.
That guy is wound tighter than Fort Knox. Hey, aren't you early? Henry said you weren't supposed to get here for another hour.
I didn't want to risk showing up late on my first day. Wanted to make sure I earn every nickel of my pay. For a man who works honestly has the richest legacy.
Nice rhyme.
No, thanks. I admit I'm a bit of a poet, but I mostly stick to love poems.
Great. Just what I need. A rhyming octogenarian. Sounds like the cleaning crew is making their way towards us, and Henry is finally back.
You must be the new guy. Hoping Carter hasn't already made you want to quit?
Not at all. I think we're going to get along great.
You're listening to A Night Shift Christmas, presented by KSL News Radio and FM 100. We will be back after a quick word from our sponsor.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to A Night Shift Christmas, presented by KSL News Radio and FM 100. When we left off, security guard Carter Stone had just met his new coworker Frank, an energetic 88-year-old. Now, Carter is about to show him around the department store.
On the first floor, we've got cosmetics, shoes, and men's apparel. The women's apparel is on the second floor.
Who's the pretty woman dancing while she decorates?
That's Elsie. She does all the displays.
So, when are you going to ask her out?
Why does everybody keep asking me that?
Because everyone sees the way you look at her and the way she looks at you.
No one is looking at anyone.
Oh, I've definitely got my work cut out with you.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about accepting the greatest gift that is practically staring you in the face. It's called love.
Between grad school and this job, I don't have time for love. And besides, it only exists in those cheesy Hallmark movies.
Want to make a bet?
Fine. You're on.
Great. I bet I can help you find love guaranteed to last a lifetime and all before Christmas.
What kind of a bet is that?
A very smart one.
And how are you going to prove that I can find love guaranteed to last?
Oh, you'll see.
Looks like the cleaning crew has caught up with us. Everyone, meet Frank, the new security guard.
Welcome to the night shift, Frank. The most wonderful shift of all.
Because at night, this department store turns into a place that's rather magical.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room.
You aren't done yet?
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. And behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we
great. More music.
Born this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory give. Son of the Father, now in flesh appearing, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Thanks for the songs. You all know how much I love Christmas music.
Anytime, Carter.
By the way, Frank, Carter didn't always used to be like this. I think someone broke his heart.
Good luck with the new job, Frank.
Thanks. So where are we headed next, Carter?
To the basement of doom to check the temperature controls.
Oh, sounds exciting.
The basement is exciting because that is where all the Christmas elves are busy at work. Just teasing. There is only one elf. And his name is Herb, and he really does keep the department store running because he is the master of all the controls.
How's it going, Herb? Ugh, oh no, not you too. I can't escape the music.
Sorry, I was just practicing. You know, things kind of slow tonight.
Don't apologize. It sounds great, Herb. Can I ask you a question? What inspires your music?
That's a good question. I've been playing since high school, and that's where, really, I made some of my closest friends. We still get together and play. In fact, every Christmas, we do a concert for our old neighborhood.
A man with good friends is a blessed man indeed.
I definitely agree to that.
Great. Now that we've established you both have lots of friends, let's get back to the monitor room. It looks like Herb has everything under control down here.
As Frank and Carter made their way down the hall toward the elevator, Frank began to recite a poem that made even Carter's stone-cold heart thaw. Just a little.
The silver stars each night, my love, reminds my heart of you, and that's the way it is every night, no matter what I do. In visions clear, I see you, dear, beneath the stars above. It may seem strange, but I'd not change these treasures for your love. For stars may vanish through the years, but your love shall remain. If moon and stars shall pass away, I'll love you just the same.
Did you write that about your wife?
I sure did. And hundreds more. I actually have a binder full of poems that I wrote.
How long have you been married?
We were married for 30 years before she passed away of cancer 21 years ago.
I'm sorry, Frank.
Thanks, Carter. But I actually give thanks for the heartbreak because, in a way, it's an expression of my gratitude for all that my sweet Elizabeth meant to me. And I was blessed to find love again. 14 years after Elizabeth died, I met my second wife, Jean. Turns out there's even more room for love in a broken heart, as long as you're willing to let the love in.
I'm glad you found love again, Frank, but I just don't think I'm capable of it. And there's no way I'm finding it before Christmas.
And why's that?
I don't want to talk about it. We'd better get back to work. Ugh, there is no escaping this Christmas music.
Well, maybe instead of trying to escape it, you should just surrender to it. You know, get in the holiday mood.
We shall see if Carter is able to discover his own holiday spirit and maybe even love when A Night Shift Christmas continues. Welcome back to KSL News Radio and FM 100's special presentation of A Night Shift Christmas. When we left off, security guard Carter Stone had just made a bet with his new coworker, Frank. Frank believes he can help Carter find love guaranteed to last a lifetime, all before Christmas. But Carter is betting against it. We return now to Frank's second night on the night shift at the department store.
Hello, Carter, and welcome back to work.
Hi, Frank. Looks like you're early. Again.
And I can see by the expression on your face that you've been enjoying the Christmas music.
Maybe I could actually enjoy some comfort, joy, and peace if I didn't have to listen to Christmas music everywhere I go. What are you writing down? Are you taking notes?
Well, as a matter of fact, I am. I want to win our Christmas bet, after all.
So tell me, what did you write down?
See for yourself.
Help Carter find this song in his heart. Yeah, good luck with that. Sounds like the cleaning crew is right on schedule. If they start singing again.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Everyone, back to work. The accountant is coming.
Nice to see everyone hard at work.
Oh, good evening, sir. I bet you know the exact cost, don't you, of the 12 days of Christmas?
Of course I do. I'm the accountant.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, well, it'll set you back $16,168.14.
Now everyone back to work.
If you don't mind me saying, sir, you look really tired.
Of course I'm tired. Our numbers are terrible this year, and it's Christmas time, and I barely get to see my family.
Oh, I remember those years well. I worked 2 jobs when my kids were young. It was definitely a sacrifice, but I always knew who I was working those long hours for, and that always helped me push on through during those hard days.
I hear you, Frank. I hope my kids at least know and respect that I always worked hard for them.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
You're a fine group of gentlemen. I hope you get some rest tonight.
Thank you, Frank. Have a good night.
As the accountant left and the others returned to their duties, Carter couldn't help but wonder about his own future. Here's something you need to understand about Carter. Last Christmas, he gave his heart away. He actually proposed to his girlfriend, but the very next day, she did as the song says and threw it away. Literally dumped his ring and figuratively his heart in the trash. So it's no wonder he's having a hard time getting into the spirit of Christmas. But thanks to Frank, that's all about to change.
Hey, Carter, do you mind doing the floor check tonight? I think you should start on the 3rd floor.
What's going on up there?
Oh, I was just looking at the security monitors, and, well, it looks like Elsie could use some help setting up her displays.
That's not part of our security guard duties.
I think you should make an exception here.
Fine. I'll go check all the floors. And if she still needs help when I get to the 3rd floor, I'll help her.
That sounds like a great plan.
While Carter makes his way up to the 2nd floor, we're going to pause for this word from our sponsor. You're listening to a special presentation of A Night Shift Christmas. Welcome back to A Night Shift Christmas, where security guard Carter Stone is making his nightly rounds at the department store. He's finally made it to the 3rd floor where Elsie, the crush, Carter won't admit he has, is working on her Christmas display.
That's a pretty song.
Carter, I didn't know you were standing there.
It looks like you could use some help.
I definitely could. Here, just hold the ladder and hand me some of those ornaments. You're so lucky to work with Frank. He's such a sweet man. I wish there was something we could do for him.
What do you mean?
Didn't he tell you about his wife?
He just keeps talking about how madly in love he is with her, and then he recites poetry.
Carter, she's sick and in the hospital. That's why he's working, to pay for her medical bills.
I had no idea.
That's because he's not one to complain. I only know because I overheard him talking to his wife on the phone.
Elsie, I think I have an idea, but I could use your help.
Carter's idea involved TikTok and YouTube, so Frank was a little reluctant at first.
No one wants to listen to an old man read poetry.
Oh, but Frank, your poetry is beautiful. Just read it to me and ignore Carter and his camera.
Well, you are much easier to look at than Carter. I'd like to tell you of the love that's burning in my soul. Because, darling, you're in every dream. Yes, darling, you're my goal. I'd like to simply let you know you're in my every scheme. You're part of every plan I have. Because, darling, you're my queen.
Frank, what I wouldn't give for someone to write poetry like that about me.
Oh, I think for the right guy, that would be an easy thing to do. Don't you agree, Carter?
Since you can't see Carter's face, let me describe it to you. So bright red, it would match Santa's red suit perfectly.
Yeah, of course. It wouldn't be hard at all. I'm just gonna start uploading these videos.
We will see what happens once Carter finishes uploading all his videos of the poetry reciting security guard when A Night Shift Christmas continues. Welcome back to A Night Shift Christmas, presented by FM 100 and KSL News Radio. After Carter discovered Frank's talent for poetry and his need to earn money to cover his wife's medical bills, he and Elsie came up with a plan to turn Frank into a social media sensation. And it worked!
Everyone get over here and check out the views for Frank's latest video.
If words could paint a picture of the woman I adore, they'd have to paint a picture like no one has painted before.
Wow, that video already has 10,000 likes.
The 10 o'clock news even did a story about Frank.
Love inspires, no matter who you are or how old you are. And tonight, we'd like to introduce you to someone so moved by love it's poetic.
That was such a good story. And great news, people in the Reddit community have already donated enough money to publish Frank's book of poetry.
That's definitely a cause for celebration. Elsie, turn the music up.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Carter Stone now loves Christmas music. It's a Christmas miracle.
Yes, it is, and hopefully another Christmas miracle will help with the sales of Frank's book. Elsie's come up with a great display.
It's going to be pretty fantastic. It was nice of you to get approval so we could sell them in the store.
It was my pleasure. Plus, my wife loves poetry, so you all helped me figure out the perfect Christmas gift. Hey, where is Frank, anyway?
That's a good question. He's never late.
He probably just stopped by the hospital to say goodnight to his wife, and actually, I need to get going, too. I'm off early tonight.
Do you have a date or something?
Actually, I do.
I probably don't need to tell you that the look on Carter's face was one of sheer disappointment. After Elsie left, Vicky from the cleaning crew gave Carter a bit of advice.
Cute ladies like her don't sit around at home waiting for stupid boys like you to ask her out. So you either need to ask her out or forget about her.
Thanks for the advice. Security, this is Carter. What can I help you with tonight? Oh no, is he all right? Okay, thanks for letting me know.
Is it Frank? Did something happen?
That was Frank's daughter. He was in some kind of accident and they took him to the hospital.
A Night Shift Christmas will return after these messages.
Thank you.
welcome back to A Night Shift Christmas. Frank gave everyone on the night shift quite a scare when they heard he was in the hospital, but the next evening, Frank was back at work.
It's going to take a lot more than a broken wrist to keep me down.
How did he say you broke it?
Well, I was helping my neighbor put up Christmas lights. I fell off the ladder. But the good news, I still close my fitness circles. What's the matter with you? You seem even more glum than usual.
Well, you lost the bet.
What do you mean I lost the bet?
You bet that I was going to find a love that could last before Christmas. But last night, my only shot at love walked out the door to meet another guy.
And did you do anything to stop her?
Like what? Profess my love? I mean, my crush. I mean, I don't know what I mean.
Well, that's part of the problem. And the other part is you didn't understand our bet. I promised to help you find a love that could last. And I wasn't necessarily talking about Elsie.
Then what exactly did you mean?
Well, let me ask you a simple question, Carter. Do you think you are worthy of love that lasts forever? The worst thing about a broken heart is when it allows insecurities and doubts to replace self-worth. I can't guarantee that Elsie will love you forever, especially if you never ask her out. But I can guarantee that if you learn to love yourself again, the way Christ loves all of us, you'll never run out of love. So here's my suggestion to help you get started. Try writing your own love poem.
I just don't think I have it in me, Frank.
Oh, trust me, you do.
After work, Carter went to work, trying to craft the perfect poem, but the words did not come easily.
Dear Elsie, you are as pretty as the sun and really lots of fun.
Nope, the words definitely did not come easily.
I would really like to take you on a date, and then maybe one day we will mate.
Oh, no, no. I'm not sure we should even keep listening, and we definitely should not call that poetry.
Ugh, I can't do this. What was I thinking? I just want to tell her that because of her, I suddenly like Christmas songs, and I want to make snow angels and dance under the mistletoe, and I want to tell her that it doesn't matter if she's already fallen for some other guy. She still deserves to know how I feel, and I deserve to tell her. Hey, maybe I can write this poem after all.
The next night, Carter was the one who showed up early for work.
Is everyone ready for the big surprise?
Yes, and I can't wait to see the look on Frank's face when we show him the check.
Well, hurry and head up to the Christmas tree with everyone else.
Shh, he's coming.
Good evening, Vicky, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Frank. How's the wrist?
Oh, it's healing nicely. Thanks for asking.
Hey, Frank, could you do me a favor and check the area around the Christmas tree? The cleaning crew said the lights weren't working.
Oh, I'm on it. But you may have to give me a little extra hand.
No problem. I'll be right up. I just need to check a couple of things on the other floor.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
What is all of this?
We wanted to give you an early Christmas present.
Your book of poetry has become one of our best sellers this Christmas, and now corporate wants to sell it in stores around the country.
And here's the check for the royalties for more than $54,000.
$54,960. And 53 cents.
Oh, my goodness. That'll more than cover my wife's medical bills and give her so much peace of mind. I can't believe this. Thank you, everyone.
And there's one more thing. Frank, the love you have for your wife has inspired all of us, especially me. So I'd like to share the poem you encouraged me to write. And Elsie, I wrote it for you. Cue the music, Vicky.
Chestnuts roasting while the sleigh bells ring,
But Christmas never really was my thing. Then I found you and changed my view. Now what fun it is to laugh and sing the songs that I ignored. Once Christmas carols left me cold, but now they strike a chord. Love is best when it's given away. So do you want mine this most marvelous day? Hearts heal best when you share what you feel. Christmas is magic, I know now that's real. Should old acquaintance be forgot? You and change my view. Now I'm dashing through the snow on a one-horse open ride, wishing for just one thing more, to have you by my side. Love is best when it's given away. So do you want mine this most marvelous day? Hearts heal best when you share what you feel. Christmas is magic, I know now that's real.
After Carter finished his song, everyone went still and then burst into applause. I really wish you could have seen their faces, not a dry eye. As for Elsie...
Carter, I was going to ask you out, but I didn't think you were interested.
I'm definitely interested. So, Elsie, would you like to go out with me?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Well, it's about time. You know, I'm 88 years old, and I can't stick around forever to make sure you two go on a proper date. Now... make sure you show up on time. Bring flowers, of course.
Thanks, Frank. I think I can take it from here. By the way, you are the best coworker in the world.
Young or old, we all need love, friendship, and hope, especially at Christmas time.
And who knew working the night shift was just the thing I needed to get me in the mood for Christmas?
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play.
And wild and sweet the words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
And in despair I bowed my head, there is no on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Then peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
We hope you enjoyed this special presentation of A Night Shift Christmas. Now, we'd like to introduce you to the real-life security guard who inspired the story. Here is Richard Ledbetter and his wife, Eugenia.
Honey, what did you think about the Christmas show?
I thought it was fantastic. What? Wish I could write like that.
I'm on cloud nine. I feel like I'm on cloud nine because I never thought that my poetry was just for me and my wife and my children, of course. But I never thought that it would go beyond that.
His poetry is love. That's who he is and how he is. And when he reads his poetry, he gets emotional because it comes straight from his heart. Everything he writes is from his heart. Everything he does is from his heart.
Okay, so tell me about meeting Saxton.
Well, one day he came in to work. He was working for Peak Security also. And he came in and he saw me writing poetry and he read some of it and he liked it. He said, well, you ought to get a book published. And I said, I don't know how to do it. And he said, well, I'm pretty sure I know how to do it. And so he just took over. And that's when he got it on Amazon.
We spoke on Reddit. We spoke to a lot of people. He read their comments and we got to respond back. It was really nice. It was really fun.
Why do you have so much energy, Richard?
Well, I love life. I'm excited about life. I'm excited about my beautiful wife, that I have this wonderful lady with me. I'm just excited. I mean, every day I get up and I'm excited because I'm still here, you know? And I love life. I love life. I love people. I love to mingle with people. And so it's just wonderful. It's a wonderful life.
Do you have a Christmas message you want to share with everybody that's listening?
Well, yes, I do. I hope that they'll remember what Christmas is all about. It's about our Savior. That Christmas night, the star shone bright when Jesus came to earth. This baby boy would bring great joy. The world would feel its worth. The scriptures say he grew each day in wisdom, strength, and might. God sent him here to persevere, to lead us in the fight. Christ was a God before his birth. He left his home on high. In that august council up above, Christ did elect to die. This world he'd made for us to live, he planned to help us win. We'd go through our probation here. He prayed we'd never sin. He is a savior of the world and shed his blood for all, that we might have free agency, 'tis proven by the fall. His gift to us was marvelous. There's nothing to compare. He broke the bands of death for us. There is no gift so fair. So don't forget this Christmas day to look to God above, for the gifts that we give this Christmas day should represent Christ's love.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
You've been listening to A Night Shift Christmas, presented by FM 100.3 and KSL News Radio, and starring Jeff Kaplan, Matt Asili, John Smith, Doug Wright, Brooke Walker, Ryan Wood, Alex Keery, Cheryl Worsley, Becky Bruce, Matthew Sadowski, and Rusty Keys. The show was written and directed by Candace Madsen, with audio production and mixing by Kellyanne Halverson and Trent Sell. Additional recordings engineered by Josh Tilton. Cheryl Worsley is the executive producer. The song, A Christmas Poem, was written and composed by Peter Rosen and mixed by Vaughn Kaufman. Saxophone solo by Matt Asili. Other music provided by Universal Production Music. Poetry written by Richard Ledbetter. Sound effects provided by creators at freesound.org, as listed in our show notes. Special thanks to Tanya Vea, Sue Kelly, Kevin LaRue, and Leona Wood.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.